Yeah. I've seen those. They call them, we used to call them Kashaw.
Kashaw.
They're former of the pumpkin.
Huh.
Pumpkin family.
How about in your garden? Did you have those vines growing around? They would have smaller yellow things with a crooked neck.
Yeah, them was, what did we call them? Squash.
Squash.
Squash, yellow squash. Yeah, we grew them.
And then there's a plate squash.
I like good squash.
Yeah, I like squash pretty good too.
Matter of fact, I just like good vegetables.
Yeah, good vegetables are pretty hard to beat out here.
You know, last summer in the store up in Stillwater, middle of the tomato season, tomatoes were 29 cents a pound.
Well, I was in Safeway's the other day, and I think it's around 29 cents a pound.
That's crazy.
Well, of course it is.
That's crazy, isn't it?
People raise them tomatoes, I bet you they'll get a dollar a bushel for them.
A man told me that he took, I don't remember how many pounds into Safeway, or not Safeway, but a market in town, and he gave him 10 cents a pound. That was a pretty good price.
That was a good price. Awful good price.
But these were awful good tomatoes.
Mm-hmm.
They only took a few. They picked them over.
Well, if they sold them for 29 cents, don't you see where the profit's coming?
Sure, 200%.
Mm-hmm. That's too much profit, but on the other hand, they've got to fix them and get them all prettied up and all that. It costs a lot of money, you know, to get them packaged like people want them before they buy them.
Yeah.
And the public is demanding that, you know, and it's costing a lot of money to get it done.
I imagine there weren't too many people that went in to buy tomatoes, too, so they had to sell pounds to break even.
Sure, that's it. They've got to, when it costs them, they've got to keep those tomatoes a certain temperature there. Mm-hmm. They've got to have all that refrigeration and everything. Mm-hmm.
Do you have any berries down in this part of the country?
Yeah, we have the blackberry and the dewberry, we call it. Mm-hmm. They're raised down here. There's a few strawberries, but they're pretty scattered. We don't go for strawberries much down here.
I was amazed up at Stillwell to find that they were growing them out there in those old flint rocks.
Now that's the only place they'll grow.
Yeah.
You get back over here in the edge of Arkansas on them hills and rocks, they'll grow strawberries down there with a bushel.
Mm-hmm. Strangest thing?
Strangest thing that I've seen.
I always thought they wanted good, rich, deep soil.
Yeah, you won't do it.
Do you have any raspberries around here?
I don't know of any. I've seen them grow. A few.
Did your mother have a little place where she could raise flowers for the house?
No, my mother wasn't much on the flower raising. My wife was a terrible hand to raise flowers. And she let them.
I ain't had much luck the last few years. Our trees.
We've set so much
here,
timber and stuff around here, it takes all the room up. No place for flowers anymore.
What does your wife put her flowers in when she takes them? Or what does she do when she goes out there with her shears? What does she say she's going to do?
Take a bouquet. Mm-hmm. And sit on the table. It looks nice. I think it's pretty.
Oh yeah, that really affects the house.
We have some nice roses.
What would this be?
A vase.
Fill that up with roses?
Mm-hmm.
Rose of Sharon's?
Yeah. The Rose of Sharon only holds a bloom one day.
Oh, is that right?
And the best I have caught up with them, they close up about the end of the day, and that's about it. And some of the lilies do the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
And they close up.
Another one comes out the next morning.
Yeah.
That one never reopens.
Huh. Well, they must be busy plants. One day.
Mm-hmm. Well, you can examine that tree out there now. There's little buds there, some little teeny ones right on up to ready to open.
Uh-huh.